written by San Antonio River Authority.
Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. They seem to be everywhere. Drug ads warning aging men about low testosterone with symptom quizzes asking questions like, are you sad or grumpy? Is your work suffering? Have you lost your sex drive? It's a powerful marketing campaign that is driving men to doctors in droves for testosterone replacement therapy, or low T. A study released this month said the percentage of men 40 and older being treated for low T more than tripled from 2001 to 2011. A study this spring in the Nature Review Endocrinology said prescription sales of testosterone nationally reached $1.6 billion last year. That's up from just $18 million in 1988. So despite the treatment's skyrocketing popularity, medical professionals are deeply divided about low T treatments. And with me to talk about low T, Dr. Ian Thompson. He's the director of the Cancer Treatment and Research Center, part of the UT Health Center, Health Science Center in San Antonio. Welcome, doctor.
Nice to be here, David.
Now, our phone number is 614-8980. Give us a call if you got questions about these low T treatments, if you're taking it, if it's made a big difference in your life. Any questions or comments, you can email to source@tpr.org. So, Dr. Ian, let me ask you about low T. So, have you seen an increase in people getting interested in getting this low testosterone treatment?
Huge increase. It's I think it's driven a lot by awareness. It certainly appears to be driven a lot by marketing. Certainly all of us have been exposed to it. And the real question is, what is it not just on an individual basis doing, but what is it doing as a public health standpoint? And a lot of these things, these questions that are answered, and one of my own personal concerns, just speaking for myself, is the degree of disclosure of the range of benefits and the range of risks, because that conversation with a patient that I have on a regular basis is maybe 10, 15 minutes just on the risks and benefits. And it's complicated, and there are many things we don't know.
Now, I mean, I'm getting older and—
No, you're not. We're getting more mature.
No, I'm getting older. And so it's harder to, you know, hit the track and run those miles you're losing a step and people feel like if I just had something, you know, I've lost something and maybe this low T is going to give me back that step that I lost.
Right. And so the real question— So just a brief what we know about the science of testosterone. So testosterone spikes at puberty and goes up and probably reaches a maximum in our late teens, early 20s, and then it declines thereafter. And not only understand that at the cellular level, there's a little sensor. It's called an androgen receptor that the testosterone binds with. But it's not just testosterone. There's a range of hormones that bind with that. In fact, there's an entire scientific explosion that's involved with that. And that's how you can buy these over-the-counter substances. They're weak, but they also bind with that, and it causes things to happen at the cellular level in the brain and the muscle and the bone and other organs. And so the question is that decline in testosterone over time, is that normal aging or is that unhealthy aging? And we simply don't know. But the one thing is for sure, testosterone or those kinds of agents do improve some elements of performance. They probably improve libido. And the question is those elements, and it make you probably feel better because there are steroid drugs. The question is that benefit? How does that compare with the potential risks?
And the potential risk and the side effects say that you could get acne, enlarged breast, prostate problems, testicle shrinkage, limited sperm production, and some evidence of cardiovascular risk in elderly men.
Right. So what testosterone does in the bone marrow, for example, is it increases production of red blood cells. So the blood can become thicker. And so there are some people that I have seen with testosterone that they get such large increases in their blood volume, their blood cells, that they have to require blood B being taken off. So that's one of the potential
side
effects. So
they donate blood?
Yeah, they have to have blood taken off periodically. It's
like
one
leeches?
Of the,
you give them a bottle of leeches to go on the side?
We don't use leeches for that. That's right. But the other potential risks that we're concerned about, there was a study that was published a couple of years ago or so, in which older men, aging men, were randomized to receive testosterone or not. And the Oversight Safety Committee of that study shut the study down early because, as you pointed out, cardiovascular risks, more heart attack deaths were occurring. And you can see that happening because of the viscosity, the thickness of the blood. The other flip side of this as well is that I'm seeing more and more men who are being placed on testosterone, and because the warning talks about prostate, they're having their PSAs checked. And the number of people that are diagnosed with prostate cancer as a result, I've never seen numbers like this before. We do know from large randomized trial, very large trial, about 19,000 men, that a drug that, if you will, lowers the male hormone levels in the prostate cells significantly reduces the risk of prostate cancer. Now, the question is, if you give testosterone, will it increase the risk of prostate cancer? We don't know, but certainly if it leads to more monitoring, we will see more prostate tumors.
Well, let me ask you this about some people say if you get on testosterone treatment, you're on it for life. It's very hard to get off because there are withdrawal symptoms.
Well, sort of. So it's a little brief endocrinology. So the testicles make testosterone, but they're driven by a thermostat in the brain. And the brain measures the androgen levels, and if it needs more testosterone, it sends a message to the testicle to make testosterone. If the brain stops sending that message, the testicles decrease in size. And so a person who's on male hormones, be it testosterone or other male hormone agents, that sensor up in the brain says, don't need to make any. So it stops sending the message to the testicles. And over time, the testicles decrease in size, and indeed, you'll need to remain on testosterone. If you're on it for a long period of time, more than likely you're going to have to stay on it.
Now, if I get the low T treatment from my doctor, then I probably would not be able to compete in the Tour de France or Major League Baseball. Is that right?
Well, the question was, could you do so before? No, it's a very individualized assessment. So there are some people who have profoundly low testosterone levels who probably should be on testosterone replacement. There's a lot of reasons why that happened. It may be medications or other things, and they can be helped by this a lot. And there are some other people that'll look at the risks and benefits and say, now that I'm fully informed, I want to do this. Once you're on it, then you ask yourself the question, am I seeing the differences that I'd like to be able to achieve with this? So I can then know what I'm going to get, sense the difference, and then compare it with the potential side effects. But the two real issues are, number one, as a patient in the TPR listening audience, ask your doctor all of these questions about the risks and benefits, and then monitor it and make sure that you're actually getting what you expect out of it.
The number to call if you've got a question about the low T testosterone explosion that's happening right now, 614-8980. How much of this could be achieved with a placebo?
Some things that we do know in placebo control trials, when there are states that vary from day to day. So, you know, some days you may feel stronger, some days weaker. When will you take something, for example, over the counter to do something for yourself? You don't tend to take it on days when you feel stronger. You'll take it on a day when you feel weaker or not as good in some sense. And so taking a placebo, oftentimes you think that the placebo is doing something when it was just naturally the next day you were going to feel better anyway. But for testosterone-related items, it's unlikely to make much of a difference.
So the power of suggestion may not make a big deal
on
the long run.
Yeah.
And so let me go ahead and take a phone call real quick. Joe wants to join the conversation. Joe, welcome to The Source.
Thanks.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a question about vasectomy. If you had a vasectomy, does that affect your testosterone levels or your how your body produces testosterone?
No, sir. It should have no impact on testosterone. Thank goodness.
All right, Joe. Thank you for your question. Appreciate that. And another caller wants to ask a question. John, welcome to The Source. John, you're on the air.
Thank you. I'm calling to see if there was a link between testosterone and depression. I was given testosterone at an early age, around 21. My doctor recommended that I take testosterone. He saw a link between my depression that I have and my low level.
Yes. All right, John, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
That's a very good question. It actually is the other way around. In fact, in some men with certain kinds of cancers, we lower the testosterone level to cause the cancer to go into remission. And you can see depression that can occur then. And when the testosterone comes back up, the depression goes away. There are sensors for testosterone in the brain. It probably works the other way around, that testosterone replacement, it's not you would use it for depression, but it probably has no impact on that.
One last question quickly. Dave, you're on the air. Dave?
Yeah, I was calling about the effectiveness of a compounded testosterone pellets versus synthetic testosterone injections, for example.
All right, thank you, Dave. Go ahead.
Very good question. So in general, testosterone should not be taken orally. Most of the oral formulations of testosterone go through the liver, and they can cause liver problems. And that's why most of the testosterone preparations are given are either injections or as a spray or a cream that you rub into the skin.
And they tell you not to rub up against your wife when you got that cream on you.
Yes. Yeah, one should not do that. And there are potential risks of if testosterone is given to a woman who may be childbearing.
All right. So we're run out of time here. Thank you so much for Dr. Ian Thompson from the Center for Cancer Research.
CTRC. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you for listening.
The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Paul Flav produces the show. Oversight is provided by TPR Program Director Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor, and production assistance comes from Catherine Dixon. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.
Coming up tomorrow on The Source, let judges judge. That's what supporters of an effort to do away with mandatory minimum sentences want. Critics of the laws that require minimum prison time say they're designed to punish drug crimes harshly, but let white-collar criminals off with a slap on the wrist. Join us for The Source tomorrow at 3 on KSTX. The Source is made possible through support for the TPR Community Engagement Fund.
There will be a day when everything is automated, running big data on big computers. But who would get paid? And where does that leave the rest of us? The story next time on Marketplace from APN.
You can hear Marketplace this evening at 6:30 on News and Views at 89.1 KSTX, San Antonio.
The conversation continues around your favorite San Antonio lectures online as part of our TPR.org's newest edition, Hear Essay. The online archive of book readings, gallery talks, panel discussions, and more can be found at TPR.org.
Hi, it's us, Click and Clack.
Is your car so old that Boy Scouts offer to help it across the street?
Donate it now through Car Talk's Vehicle Donation Program.
To donate a car, click on the Car Talk Vehicle Donation logo at TPR.org.